Ali's Ghost Hunters, Case 3, Eloise. Written by Catherine Jinks and read by Melissa Chambers. It was all Michelle's fault. I never wanted to summon up spirits of the dead. I wouldn't have tried if it hadn't been for the Exorcists Club. And the Exorcists Club was Michelle's idea. The Exorcists Club? I said doubtfully when she first made the suggestion. What would that be for?
What do you think? She replied. We'd go around getting rid of ghosts, exorcising ghosts for money.
I stared at her. We were in the school library, as we generally are at lunchtime. We have to be because we're library monitors now. And of course, we weren't really supposed to be chatting away, though Mrs. Proctor doesn't mind a bit of noise, as long as we keep our voices down and do our jobs. My job is putting books away. Michelle's job is looking after the computers. When no one's having trouble with the internet or doing stupid things with a mouse pad, Michelle usually helps me. She's my best friend, but that doesn't mean we always agree on everything. What makes you think we can get rid of ghosts? I asked, and she clicked her tongue.
You got rid of Eglantine, didn't you?
She said, as she shoved a copy of The Silver Chair firmly between The Last Battle and The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Your house was haunted, and you got rid of the ghost. Not to mention that business at Hill End.
Yes, but hang on a minute. I needed time to think. You told me once that you saw a film with an exorcist in it and the exorcist was a priest.
I didn't see it. My cousin saw it.
Whatever. I waved a book at her. My point is, the exorcist in that film was fighting a demon, wasn't he? It threw people out windows and twisted their heads around and made them speak in strange, spooky voices. That's what you said, isn't it?
Yes, but Eglantine didn't do any of those things.
And we didn't exorcise her. You have to use prayers and things to exorcise something. Rituals.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. I read it in a dictionary. So we went to look at the shorter Oxford English Dictionary, which no one ever uses at our school. It's disgraceful. Sure enough, the first definition of exorcise was to drive out an evil spirit by the use of a holy name.